After Hurricane Katrina, we began reporting how flooded cars from the Gulf Coast started showing up on the used car market. Our reports included how a 1992 law would have prevented scam artists from passing off most of those cars. That law was never fully implemented because business interests opposed it. Now a new law has been proposed. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Here's the problem. When someone buys a used car today, they can never be totally sure that the car wasn't in a bad crash or a flood. Most states require that information to be put on the title, but each state has its own title laws. Scam artists use loopholes to move a title through several states until that warning is removed. This is called title washing. 14 years ago, Congress passed a law to stop the fraudulent practice. It created something called the National Motor Vehicle Title Information System, or NMVTIS. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators was charged with implementing NMVTIS.
As of today, we have 55% of the total U.S. vehicle population represented in the National Motor Vehicle Title Information System.
Vivian Cameron with the association says 29 states are submitting their title data so far. But without all the states, there are still loopholes. And since states aren't required to participate, they need an incentive. Cameron's organization has asked Congress for $13.5 million to help states standardize their databases so they can contribute to NMVTIS. The federal government already has invested about that much in the program. But in tight budget times, getting the rest of the money has been difficult. That despite a 2001 Department of Justice report that said a fully operational NMVTIS would save car buyers up to $11 billion a year.
We say it's a no-brainer, but apparently it's not.
While NMVTIS languishes, Senator Trent Lott introduced a new bill a few weeks back that's designed to solve the wrecked and flooded car problem through the private sector. His legislation would require insurance companies to sell data they collect on totaled cars to businesses like Carfax and AutoCheck. That would give these car history providers more comprehensive data than they have now. NMVTIS also will eventually include insurance data, but the Department of Justice is still working on rules to make that happen. David Reagan with the National Automobile Dealers Association is frustrated by the stalled implementation of NMVTIS. With Lott's legislation, he says, Carfax and AutoCheck would get this valuable information to consumers quicker.
This really is a task for companies in the private sector that are in the business of obtaining, aggregating, and marketing data directly to consumers.
Reagan and consumer advocates say insurance companies have been reluctant to release their data because they benefit from the status quo. They earn millions each year by selling wrecked and flooded cars on the salvage market. If better information were available to warn customers about those cars, it's likely prices on the salvage market would go down. Insurance companies roundly dismissed this speculation. Still, Senator Lott's bill has received a frosty reception from insurance trade groups.
I would characterize his bill as well-intentioned.
John Eager is with the Property Casualty Insurers Association.
The thing that we have to be careful with is to get in the situation where one event, because, you know, this has certainly come straight up since Katrina, and I think we've got to be careful that one event doesn't dictate everything that we do.
Eager says insurers need to examine Lott's bill further before taking a position on it. Consumer advocates, on the other hand, are generally supportive of the legislation. Rosemary Shahan heads the group Consumers for Auto Reliability and Safety, or CARS.
I think Senator Lott's bill has some potential. It needs some more work. But the idea of requiring insurance companies to hand over the data that they have is a very good idea.
Shahan says her primary concern is that while NMVTIS would have been a public database, companies like Carfax and AutoCheck are private businesses that charge for their services. Shahan has become so frustrated with the slow implementation of NMVTIS, she went to battle in her home state. She spent much of this spring pushing legislation in California that would have required all flooded cars in the state to be crushed.
The insurance industry and the car dealers killed the bill.
Well, not exactly, says Mike Gunning with the Personal Insurance Federation of California. He says his arguments convinced some lawmakers that the bill was ill-conceived. Gunning says it doesn't make sense to crush every single flooded car.
There are some usable parts. If the hood was not submerged, why can't you use that? What if it was one of these fiberglass or plastic fenders? That still has value and should be able to be used.
Rosemary Shahan hopes the California bill will be resurrected, but in the meantime, she's setting her sights even higher. She has an idea that she says would settle the issue of warning buyers about wrecked and flooded cars for good. Put that information right on the buyer's guide that federal law requires dealers to post on every car.
They'll tell you all these details about all the features that it has, and they're not telling you, oh, and by the way, this thing was totaled in a crash, or this car swam with the fishes.
Shahan says she's suggested this idea in the past, but she says it's opposed by too many businesses with legions of lobbyists on Capitol Hill. Jeff Brady, NPR News.